Are you ready for a party? Camino Bakery owner Carrie Clifford sure is. She, along with a host of downtown Winston-Salem businesses, would like to encourage your family to play in the street during their Second Sundays on 4th event series, which runs through October 13th. Second Sundays kick off with 1 p.m. screenings of Charlie Chaplin matinees at Aperture, followed by a block party in the street at 3 o'clock with kids' activities and free live music. Second Sunday's event, June 9th, features the Dan River Girls. 14-year-old mandolinist and cellist Fiona Burdett and her sisters 12-year-old Ellie on bass and 9-year-old Jesse on fiddle. We're sampling from their performance right now. They were joined by Camino's Carrie Clifford. What do you like to listen to, Jesse?
We have some classical CDs and also singing CDs like the Honeycutters.
What do you like about the Honeycutters?
I like the way they sound and I like their songs.
Yeah, because their songs all seem to tell stories, and that's interesting.
And Ellie, I'm curious to know from your bass playing there, it's a beautiful sounding instrument, you're getting a huge sound of that thing. What's it feel like playing that bad boy? What do you like about it? What do you enjoy about playing the bass?
Well, it helps like the band sound better, because when we were at like Galax and playing in the band, the other bands who didn't have a bass, they sounded a lot emptier. So I like keeping everything together. Kind of like the job of middle children.
That's right. We're looking at, from right to left, we've got Fiona the eldest and Ellie the middle child, and then Jesse the youngest.
Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene.
Dan River Girls. I've heard the Dan River's really pretty. Never been yet.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you come up with the name?
We have some land by the Dan River, mm-hmm. and sometimes we play down there.
What's it like down there?
It's very peaceful, but there are also people kayaking down it so they can listen to it as we're playing. Yeah.
Are you playing outside?
Yes, we play outside.
It seems so bucolic. You're playing together, three sisters, but how is it in rehearsal? Tell me the truth, the good, bad, and ugly. Are any fighting going on during rehearsals that I need to know about?
Sometimes we do, if we have three completely different ideas on how a song is supposed to be, but we can always work out a compromise eventually.
Gonna share my troubles.
Carrie, most people think, okay, a bakery, great. I get great baked goods, and that's wonderful, but it seems like you're always kind of giving back. What do you see your role in this community as?
You know, I'm really just having fun. I'm having a great time, kind of just being in the downtown scene. And, you know, I grew up here. I love this town, and it has changed so much. And I want to be part of this positive change. I want to be part of making the downtown really vibrant. And I love bringing people together. I love having a party, closing that street down and bringing performers and lots of people down to have fun is really, really fun for me as well. So if you think about the past, even just 10 years in Winston-Salem, I mean, the downtown used to be a wasteland. And look at it now. It's just loaded with pedestrian life and lots of fun stuff to do and good restaurants. And I think that we all feel that Winston-Salem is at a turning point where we're just becoming cooler by the minute, which is really fun to be part of. So we're happy to be at this moment in history.
Camino Bakery owner Carrie Clifford, and we heard from the Dan River Girls, Fiona, Ellie, and Jesse Burdett. You can hear them perform in downtown Winston-Salem next weekend during the Second Sundays on 4th event series. That's June 9th at 3 o'clock on 4th Street between Cherry and Marshall, which will be blocked off just for the event. Film, food, music, and mingling right in the heart of downtown. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.